There's a problem that I think I have a solution. People aren't studying Islam. There's been little evolution in the way that it's taught, man. It needs a revolution. But I have an idea for an institution. If I can get Islam presented at the highest of standards and get teachers well-prepared, well-spoken, well-mannered, break the barriers to learning, remove partitions, bring sisters into the classroom, let them learn, ask, listen, teach Islam with a smile, maybe even have a little fun. Not trying to make scholars, just make Muslims better ones. And for all of these things, I'll get criticized. I know that I'll get blitzed, but if it's for Allah, I'll be strong enough to take the hits. If it's for Allah, I'll always be strong enough to take the hits. And it began. The dreams of a bright-eyed 25-year-old young man turn into hundreds of thousands learning Islam. And we all go further when we join hands. And we all go further when we join hands. Al-Maghrib is grown, but I want to step away, because my kids are growing too and I'm missing them every day. I'm on another plane, traveling to wherever. And my daughter is at home, putting sentences together. But the team is set, everyone's grown into their position. So I'm on to my next big problem to solve, next dream, next vision. I think I'll call this one Discover You. Help Muslims see themselves with a clear eye view. I'll be that sheikh that fulfills a goal essential. Teach people how to seize hold of their potential and celebrate them when they do. See, people don't realize while they're trying to move to their goals, cross milestones and gain traction, executing X's and O's, that dua is their greatest action. And if you're asking Allah, you need to ask no other. So don't lower your standards, raise your dua and step into your dreams full color. We all lose when you play small. Only one pleased is the devil. So I'm wishing for you to succeed at the highest level. You're enough. And every lie you've ever told yourself why you can't do it is just a bluff. And yes, at times life may hurt, yeah, it gets rough. But Allah is in control and that's enough. But Allah is in control and that's enough. And before departing, here's one last message that I'm imparting. I don't believe in individuals, I believe in systems. We are stronger together is one of life's greatest wisdoms. You see, no matter how bright one person shines, they'll never be the sun. So if I can spark hearts and make stars of everyone, I can light the night sky with constellations that will guide, and my work will be done. And my work will be done. And at my demise, maybe the angels will say a righteous man has died. Maybe Allah will take my actions, beautify and magnify. Maybe Allah will be pleased and satisfied. I pray Allah is pleased and satisfied. Sheikh Muhammad al-Sharif, rahimahullah, passed away this year. And for thousands of students, he was our teacher, he was our teacher's teacher. He wanted to reimagine the way that Islam was taught in the Western world, and he did. You know, Sheikh Muhammad, he wasn't special because thousands of people believed in his greatness. He was special because he believed in the greatness of thousands of people. He was our brother, he was our guide to our own greatness, and he was the one who was so happy to see us succeed. His legacy lives on in Al-Maghrib that he founded, his impact on other organizations, and in the countless people that he invested in and that he encouraged to grow. He was a nation builder. His signature was always, with best wishes to see you succeed at the highest level. And now it's our turn to ask Allah that he be of those who succeeds at the highest level. Oh Allah, bless our beloved Sheikh Muhammad. Have mercy on him. Grant him the greatest share of his deeds. Forgive his sins. Grant his family beautiful patience at his departure, and watch over his family as you watch over the righteous, and reunite us with him and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannat al-Firdaus. Allahumma ameen.